What's going on there, watch fans? Are you looking for a very cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the original stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or check out their website at www.retrospects.com. We're also sponsored today by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview friend and new client Micah Hirschman. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm on the phone with my client and dear friend, Micah Hirschman. What's going on there, Micah?
Well, you know, after a couple of weeks of crazy hot weather here in L.A., it's actually raining a little bit, so it's cooled down. Kind of happy.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Micah and I have a long history. We've known each other for about 7 years, and recently Micah was kind enough to purchase an IWC Portuguese chronograph for me. And
I'm sorry to interrupt right there. I'll remind you that you were nice enough to remember my birthday and that I planned on getting that for my 50th.
Oh, well, that's not even a question, of course. I mean, you're a dear friend. And for all of those out there, Micah and I have a long history together. I actually lived with him when I lived in L.A., and he was kind enough to let me stay with him, and we had some amazing times, and we had some challenging times. But I can't tell you, Micah, what that experience meant to me. And I wanted to sort of, you know, let the listeners know about your experience. It was a very personal one to me. First of all, you remembered this watch that I showed you about 6 years ago. I think we went to the IWC boutique, in Beverly Hills, and I showed that to you, or you tried it on. I don't remember exactly how.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how it happened was because we met, and I learned that you knew a lot about watches. And just by the way, after all those times together, I'm really glad that you stuck with the specialist watch stuff. So I'm happy. So what happened was we talked about it, and I said that, you know, at that time I was like 44, 45, and I was saying, you know, a guy my age, I should have a watch. I mean, I walk around in, you know, simple clothes pretty much, but if I had the watch, then I'd have the kind of, I'd feel better, basically. I'm not an accessories guy or anything like that. I'm a pretty simple guy, but I always wanted this watch, but I couldn't really justify it. So, but what happened was we said, well, what kind of watch do you kind of gravitate towards? And I said, well, you know, I always like the idea. I like the pocket watches because they were nice size, they were round, they were classic, but you didn't have to have them strapped on your wrist. And I said, I kind of gravitate towards those. So I think it's so cool to pull it out of your pocket, you know? And then I guess you sort of equated that. You realized, you know what, there is a watch. It's not a pocket watch, but there's a watch that might resonate with you. Because I was also a pilot, I guess a couple things came together, and you figured that IWC might have something for me.
Well, yeah, I mean that is what happened because you know the IWC Portuguese has been around since 1940. This is actually not just your 50th birthday and a monumental birthday for you, but this is the 75th anniversary of the IWC Portuguese this year, which is kind of a really nice thing not to. That it's your birthday, 75 years of the IWC Portuguese, and the Portuguese was actually a pocket watch originally adapted and made into a watch for, you know, Portuguese settlers. So it all sort of comes together. So that's a cool little history lesson for everyone to know. But do you want to explain, Micah, to people how the process went and how you feel I'm different than going into a traditional watch and jewelry store?
Well, I can tell you a couple of things. First of all, the process as far as like choosing the watch, what's great was that I knew from the beginning that I knew that I didn't want any watch that had like Roman numerals. Now you can, every watch brand I guess has that, but I was not interested in that. And you knew that the IWC had a whole gamut of watches that kind of fit my profile. So the difference, but the overall difference with going into a retail store versus having a concierge like yourself is that the retail store they're basically only interested in getting you what they have. It's kind of like going to a car salesman. You know, what they want is to get you to buy something off the lot right there and then. They're not as interested in advising you and guiding you into something that is really right for you. I mean, for them, the greatest thing would be somebody who can't get enough of watches and just wants one of everything, you know. But I'm not that kind of guy. I want, you know, at most I'm going to have two or three watches, and this is really my first, you know. So I'm going to go a couple of years with this. But the difference is personal attention, you know, and care. You're not going to get that. You know, the salespeople are fine people, and the stores are wonderful to go to, and it's a great place to see what there is, but not to buy. you're not gonna get the right deal, and you're not gonna get the right care there.
Well, I appreciate that, and in terms of your overall, like, you know, because I know a lot of people. I mean, I blog a lot, I have podcasts. You know, I'm definitely out there on, you know, on the web, and people have heard of me now, and of course, I have this luxury service as the world's first concierge for watches at the Mandarin Oriental. But a lot of people always ask me, well, how does it work? And how do we know we're getting it from a legitimate source? And how do we, like, could you sort of explain that process? Like, obviously we knew each other, but still, I mean, you're spending a lot of money. This is your first time doing business with me. Would you say, in terms of what I promised and the overall process of the actual financial transaction part of it?
I'm happy as can be. I mean, I was a little slow in making the purchase, which meant I just had to wait a weekend to get it, but that was no big deal. The main thing was there's an education process here that people should know, and that is, there's a whole aftermarket industry out there that if you don't know, you think that you're going to go online and get like a $500, you know, you get this thing for $500 less. Well, it turns out that you're going to get a watch that doesn't have a serial number on there. Maybe it's scratched off, or in any case, it's not covered. IWC won't work on it if something happens. Or basically, you just put yourself at a bunch of risk as far as coverage. Now, when you're spending $7,000 on a watch, you know, granted, we know that it's going to maintain its value for the most part, and it's going to cost you something for maintenance and stuff. But you want to make sure that somebody's going to actually maintain it. So there was that educational process too. Part of the transaction is making sure that you get a watch that's covered, you know, that's an official one. So that was good to learn, and I'm glad I went through you for that. I'm really glad because, obviously I shop around, and you see online there's something for $500 less, and I'm thinking, hey, what's this?
But, is this, or how is this possible, or whatever, but... You know, like, part of the thing for me is making sure that, you know, I have my clients' backs, whether it's my friends or my family or, you know, a new client, whatever it may be. And to me, I think, Michael, that's paramount. I mean, I think the education process is just as important for you as it is for me, because it never gets old. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and I learn something every time I do a transaction with a client, even as familiar as it may be. Every client is different, but it was an absolute pleasure to do this because it was a personal relationship. It was a monumental one. And again, I can't thank you enough for you know, choosing me and remembering me to do this with, because it meant a lot.
Well, I'm glad that we finally got it done. And, I sent you a couple people, and I think that's worked out too. So hopefully,
absolutely. That's I can't thank you enough for that too. Cause you know, I moved to Vegas it'll be 5 years exactly this December. And Micah was kind enough in the years that I've been in Vegas to send me clients to think of me and be like, and if, even if he hasn't called me himself and been like, hey, there have been people who know Michael who said, hey, you know, Micah told me to come to you. And I can't thank you enough for that. And it has worked out. And it's been a real help to me with building my career. So thanks again.
Well, there's some people in New York. I'll put you in touch. You're calling me from New York right now, yeah?
I am. Actually, I'm in New York with my family, and I'm here for business. And Micah's in California. He's on his way to a Farsi lesson, which is really it's funny that he's making time for me right now. And, you know, it just shows it's a testament to our friendship, and it's a testament to you, and it means the world to me. So thanks, man.
I mean, no problem. And now, because I'm learning Farsi, I do know some Iranian Americans. Now, if I send them to you, you just got to be ready for a little bit of negotiation.
Bring it on, buddy. Bring it on. That's where the hymns you love comes in. So
right.
Thank you. So thank you. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I hope you have a happy Jewish New Year to you.
Thank you, Amit.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with friend and new client Micah Hirschman. I did that about a week ago when I was in New York. I'm sad to be back in Vegas because I love New York so much, but Vegas is my home. I had some great experiences, went to some new places, tried some incredible food, went to some parties, saw some relatives. Just, you know, every time I go to New York, man, it's a different experience. It gives me perspective, and I'm already going to be heading back there at the end of October, so I'm super excited. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, and Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. You can check out their websites for Retrospects. It's www.retrospects.com. For Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, it's www.capecodpolish.com. They have amazing products. Check them out. I would also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can check out my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. Please check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at amitdevehonda. You can check out my latest watch picks and what I'm up to. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. It's packed with information. And if you want to get caught up with the latest watch news without committing to my blog on a daily basis, I'll throw the link down below. Just sign up once and you're done. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.